I got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
I support the blue. Defend the blue at all cost. Well, sometimes. There's some very good cops out there, man, but they don't get enough credit, man. But only time you hear about it is when they do something bad. And unfortunately, in this video, we're pointing out something that the cops did bad.
Well, we talk about the good and the bad.
Yeah.
You know, some people, they just talk about the good. They don't show the bad.
But, yeah, they can never point out that the cops make a mistake, too.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the people have this perception that when cops do things wrong, it's
because of racism.
It's no, I wasn't going to say that.
What was he going to say then?
Well, let me say it.
Well, say it.
People have this impression that when they see something like happen in Memphis here over the last couple of weeks, they think that's a rare thing. But this stuff happens a lot more times than you realize, and I'm going to show it to you.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. And let me say something. Let me do some talking. You're hogging the damn air. Look, it happens, but statistically, it's very minimal compared to the grand scheme of things. Cops come in people hundreds of thousands of times, you know?
Yeah, but I guess...
It's a law of large numbers.
Yeah, but I guess...
Let me finish talking. Like, you could go, cop go out, it could be 10,000 incidences, right? And all of them are good.
Right.
Be that one incident that gets all the airtime.
Well, we shouldn't even do this video then.
No, but some people got to see this. They think cops are perfect. You got to point out, hey, man, there is some incompetent cops out there.
Okay,
man. So
let me put this out there. This is what happened. This is up in New Jersey. It's late at night. I think it's 2 or 3 in the morning. And there was cops showed up to this residence to break up a party. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like a house party.
Yes. You watered it down, man. It's a bunch of Negroes, 3 o'clock in the morning, having a house party.
I wasn't trying to downplay.
In the hood. This is an urban area. It's a bunch of black people walking around causing a scene. Got their radios turned up. 3 o'clock in the morning having a house party like they ain't got no neighbors.
Well, that's what's going on.
Well,
they're being inconsiderate. But what does black have to do with it?
It has everything to do to it. It's the facts. It don't have nothing to do with it.
I would say it was white.
I'm just identifying the perpetrators. That's all I'm doing. I'm just laying down some facts.
Okay, so the cops come to break up the party.
Yeah, it's a disturbance, right?
And this is where the video, they're out in the streets, 2 o'clock in the morning, people, the neighbors, they're being inconsiderate.
How you going to be walking them down the street? That's why I can't be no cop, man. 3 o'clock in the morning in a bad neighborhood, bunch of Negroes outside. I mean, who goes out, walks up down the street 3 o'clock in the morning? Only people out at that time is pimps, prostitutes, drug dealers, and people that's trying to rob you, man.
And inconsiderate people.
Yep. But it ain't got nothing to do with your race, your color, your ethnicity. Yeah. It has nothing to do with your religion. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, clean it up. Clean it up. All right, let's go to the video.
Where are you? Where's the gun?
All right, Scott, I'm with the weapon right now. In front of the center guard.
Where are you, bro?
Feliciano got him in custody.
No, but where is he? Everything's good?
Yeah, I got the weapon right here.
All right, good job. Yo, shots fired!
Shots fired!
Guys, shots fired! Shots fired on Marion. Yo! 120! Drop the gun! Drop the gun! Drop!
I got it. I don't got no gun. Damn, I'm hit.
Why did you run from me?
I was scared. I don't got no gun though.
So turns out this guy didn't have a gun. He heard the gunshots. He takes off running.
Yeah.
Run by the cops. The cops like,
okay, why are you running?
This has got to be the guy that's shooting.
Yeah.
So the cops shoot him in the back. The cop think he has a gun. He doesn't have no gun.
Yeah.
Shoots him in the back. The guy's paralyzed.
Yeah.
So apparently, if like you heard these gunshots and 10 Negroes came running down the street, I guarantee this dude would light them all up. Didn't dawn on him that they're running from gunshots.
This is crazy as hell.
They're running. I mean, what are you going to do? You're. Oh, shit! fucking rolling down that street. But the cop don't see it that way. He doesn't see a man running for his life. He sees another Negro shooting guns. He imagined that this man had a gun, shot him twice. The dude's paralyzed.
So he probably has a bias towards black people.
No, he's just, I don't think he's biased. He's just incompetent.
Yeah, incompetent.
I mean, that's the two possibilities. I mean, it's easy for us to be play Monday morning quarterback, but, you know, that's just common sense. You hear gunshots, you go running, you see people running. They're running towards the cops. They're hoping that you're going to save them. No, this cop chases them, shoots them in the back 12 times. And you made a very valid point.
What?
When he heard those gunshots, if he'd have saw 10 black men running, he'd have shot every last one of them.
If he'd have saw 10 white people running with white person, he'd have lit that, I would think. Yeah. I can't be in the cop's mind, but.
Yeah.
he said, drop the gun, drop the gun. Yeah. All he's running with is his black hands. I guess black hands are like a gun, huh? He didn't have no gun.
Yeah, yeah.
And now this guy's paralyzed. So this happened, like, back in June of last year. So it took the
8 months to file charges against a man who's running from gunshots and shoots him in the back twice. It took him 8 months to figure out they was going to charge him.
I mean, it's all on body cam. It took y'all that long to figure this shit out?
Yeah. It took us what? How long?
Man, I saw the
15 minutes?
Man, I
took them 8 months
to bring charges, so...
Because when I first saw Ville, I see the guy running. I mean, I'm a cop. He can see you. If I'm shooting a gun, I'm not going to run towards the cops. Maybe I will run towards the cops because I think my life is in danger and I'm running from gunshots. But
so this is what happened. Somebody was pissed off. The cops came down there and broke up the party. Because he walked. I didn't show all the video. He walked by a lot of people just out in the street.
Yeah.
Right? So, and that's the direction he came from where the gunshots came from. So somebody had a gun that was at the party. You heard him on the... body cam. They found another gun there, so there's a bunch of hooligans out here. Yeah. So another hooligan was up the street.
Yeah.
Wanted to scare the cops or get the cops' attention, so he fired his gun up in the air probably two times. The other guy saw that and got scared and took off running.
Yeah, and he ended up getting one of his own people shot in the back. The guy, whoever shot the gun in the air.
Yeah, just trying to be an idiot.
Yeah.
But the cop, they wasn't charged with attempted murder because I guess he thought he had a gun. He was charged with... aggravated assault and something else like that. No attempted murder, because I guess he thought he had a gun.
Well, if you shoot somebody, you're trying to kill him, right?
Yeah, if I'm shooting your ass, I'm trying to kill your ass.
Yeah. If I'm tasing you, I'm not trying to kill you. Even though it's a deadly weapon, you could die from it. But if I shoot two rounds in your back and they're 9mm slugs, and they're... I'm trying to kill you. That's not... That is attempted murder.
Yeah, but
it was reckless for him to shoot a guy. I mean, I've never seen a scenario where it's okay to shoot somebody running from you. Unless there's a possible hostage negotiation. He's got a knife, he's got a gun, and you look like he's going to take someone hostage.
Where he's running. If he's running to a damn preschool or a high school and he just shot somebody, now he's running inside school, cops can shoot him.
Yeah.
I remember years ago when we lived in Santa Ana, California, this guy had a gun in Santa Ana, California, and he was running from the cops, and he was running into a McDonald's. Right? So the cops shot him in the back because he was going to turn that whole McDonald's into a hostage situation.
Yeah.
There's kids, there's women. So in situations, they can shoot you in the back.
Yeah, there's a few exceptions, but it's got to be a hostage situation, possible hostage situation.
Yeah, the dude was 28 years old, Khalif Cooper.
Yeah, and he's going to get paid.
I would think so.
Yeah.
This happened June 11th. He was, he's paralyzed.
Yeah.
He was actually paralyzed in the video. He couldn't even move his
face. You know what was very disturbing when I saw this video?
What?
He asked the guy, why was you running from me? That was the most eye-opening thing about this video. It's like, how in a rational mind, how if you're thinking clearly, how could you think that man was running from you?
Yeah.
You know?
Because he heard the gunshots. That cop ran maybe, what, 20 yards?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. But why would he think? I don't understand the cop's perspective. How would you think that man is running from you? He's running towards you. There's gunshots, and automatically when he runs by you, you think he's running from you.
If he's running from you, shouldn't he be running the other direction?
Yeah, he's running away from. It's like, man, I don't think it's racism. I don't think it's. He might have a racial bias, but it's definitely he's incompetent. Most of these cops that. I mean, we have a lot of cops on the street that doesn't belong on the street.
Yeah, it's, the
the qualifications you must be able to show must be lifted.
Yeah.
Not just any Joe and I just looking for a pension and good benefits should be able to come in and become a cop. This job for beef should be for a select few.
Yeah.
And this dude sound like Rocky Balboa. Shots fired! Shots fired!
Yeah.
We should sound like Rocky Balboa.
Before shots fired! Before he became a champion. When he was getting all the bloody noses, his damn nose was on the side of his face. It's like we should, you know, do we need to reform police officers? I think we do. We need to pay them more, and we need to select a select few. We should look at police officers like damn Spartans. That's the quality, and
I don't think
shut up. That's the exceptionalism you should strive for, just to fill a job opening or a job position. No, you should be looking for Spartans.
Yeah, they should be trained better.
Oh, they trained in damn police academy for how long?
I don't think it's that long. They should be training like all these scenarios. Bunch of different scenarios, like scenarios like this.
Yeah.
I seen a cop. I didn't even talk about it. This cop went to, somebody called a cop, said this, somebody's in this dude's house, so the doors are open. So the cops get there. They don't go knock on the door and ask what's going on inside the house. They sneak around the house, go up to somebody's window, see somebody in there, and pull a gun, and then shoot and kill them. Turns out it was the person who lives there.
Yeah.
Turned out to be a black woman.
I think a lot of their training is not like an actual, they don't paint scenarios out. They don't put them in, you know, high stress situations.
They need to put them in
scenarios. Try to replicate what would happen out in the real world. Yeah. They're just reading the book. They're looking at videos. And that's not cutting it, because if a man, if you see a man running from gunshots and you assume that he's running from you when he's running towards you, then how the hell did you get through the police academy? It must not be a very difficult or...
It's not difficult at all. There's no training. These cops need to be trained better. Damn.